Good morning, beloved. In John's Gospel, the first chapter and the 14th verse, it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." And the question I want to raise is this: will the Word be made flesh in this season, where many people are lamenting rather than laughing? Because so many people are mired in what Sean McMillan calls the milky malaise of misery. So many people are lamenting because more people lose their jobs during this season of so-called peace and goodwill toward men. Because so many people are lamenting the loss of a loved one who is no longer with them. So many people are lamenting that there are people who will pretend to be caring for a few days in a year instead of being caring all of the year. Or lamenting the commercialization of a holy season by the mendacity of Madison Avenue materialistic corporate manufacturers who put profit over people. I want to know, will the Word be made flesh in a world where 3/4 of the world live on less than $2 a day and do not have access to clean running water, do not have electricity or safe and secure homes to sleep in at night? All while this same 3/4 of the world's population live on lands rich with inestimable natural resources that are being plundered by the 1/4 Western world's greed. I want to know, will the Word be made flesh in a violent, gun-loving nation that will put more value on the horrific, senseless deaths of children in suburban white communities, but will ignore the nightly horrific, senseless deaths of inner city children as if their deaths don't deserve the same national mourning as other children, as if their deaths are to be expected? I want to know, will the Word be made flesh in you today? There is a popular poem that has an even more popular line that says, "I'd rather see a sermon." Well, let's change that today and say, "I'd rather be a sermon rather than just see a sermon." How about instead of spectating and seeing somebody else do what we ought to be doing ourselves, we let the Word be made flesh in us today to be a sermon. The question I want to raise today is, will the Word be made flesh in you? Make it a great day. I'm so glad the tomb was empty, and be encouraged.